35 students at Shea Middle School were a little skeptical when they saw Dominic Frasca and Mark Mellett setting up the equipment. The speakers, Macintosh computer, microphone, and tangle of wires filled the front of the room. But once Dominic Frasca started playing, they listened. Composer Mark Mellett explained to the students what it is that Frasca does differently on his guitars.
Most people, when they arrange something for their instrument, they have to change it somehow, you know, to fit the instrument. Dominic will change the instrument to fit the music.
Mellett and Frasca have been collaborating since they were music students at Yale University in the early 1990s. Frasca was classically trained, but prefers to play minimalistic music these days. Mellett composes music, often for multiple instruments, which Frasca adapts for guitar. Frasca and Mellett consider each other musical soulmates.
We just hear the same. So it's nice to have somebody that you can rely on. It's like, I know if I ask Mark, is this cool or is this not cool? And if he says, ah, no, that's wanky, I know to get it out of the piece because, you know.
But that's what it comes down to. It comes down to trust, that we trust each other.
After adapting the music, Frasca modifies his guitar to fit it. This can include drilling holes or taping cardboard to the wood. Once it meant feeding a guitar into a wood chipper. Each guitar string, steel or nylon, has its own microphone. They all feed through the computer, and the sound is then amplified outward. The Shea students were fascinated by the way Frasca plucked the guitar strings.
He's using fake nails.
I am using fake nails.
But tell them what your nails are made out of.
They're made out of ping pong balls.
What?
I just take ping pong balls,
do ping
and
pong.
Cut them up, and then glue them on my nails.
Music teacher Paul Felgris said his students, many of whom are learning to play guitars he bought for the school, are interested in the music, too.
All you have to do is just kind of look at the kids and look at their expression and see that they're really listening. They're focused on what he was doing. Because, you know, when he was performing in a way they've never heard. So it's a really great thing for them to see.
Pianist Andrew Russo started Music Journeys in 2001 to fill a niche in Central New York's musical offerings. But he also wants to expose middle and high school students to different musicians.
What we hope they're going to take away from it is inspiration. And, of course, that is a very broad word. So what is that going to mean? Well, it means we have some kids who might sign up for music lessons afterwards. We have other kids that just get really inspired about whatever it is they're good at. And often the artists we try to bring in are people who are usually highly original. So it gets the kids thinking more creatively about everything they do in their life.
At Nottingham High School, Frasca and Mellett had twice as much time with the students. Mellett described Frasca's 6, 10, and 13 string guitars. He outlined their collaboration while Frasca set up his equipment. Then came the questions.
How many do you have?
I have like 10, I think.
Do you play the electric guitar?
Yeah. That's what I started on.
Did you bring one with you?
No, I didn't. It's hard to play as a soloist.
Frasca demonstrated some of the different percussive sounds he makes on his guitar.
I have kind of about 10 different sounds that I kind of work with. One is this bass drum sound. I hit a piece of cardboard that's taped to the guitar, which is my kick drum. And then kind of like a tabla, hand clap. That's kind of like a hi-hat.
Afterward, the Nottingham students were jamming and talking. Natalie Bennett, a junior, was among them.
I was like really amazed with all the stuff he can do, because I didn't even know you could custom make a guitar, let alone do that. So I was like, wow. I play bass myself, so for the jazz band, so I don't really get into like the rock stuff or write my own music very much. So it's kind of like, wow, that's interesting.
Sophomore Ashley Dalton plays tenor saxophone, piano, and guitar.
So he's really like, inspiring me now, so now I know why I'm actually playing. It's because I could get the feel of the rhythm and stuff like that. I didn't know you could do so many things with a guitar.
Andrew Russo hopes Frasca and Mellett will leave students and music aficionados intrigued and energized.
These sort of experiential learning experiences, I think they deeply impact students, and you never know how that's going to come out of them in the future. We're just trying to plant a lot of seeds, that some of which we'll get to see the plant that comes out and others we won't, but we just know it's going to. So.
For the WRBO stations, this is Sky Road.